The Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 20th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Over the weekend, Florida Governor and Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis visited Nevada and spoke at a fundraising event. While the RNC has not yet finalized its primary calendar, Nevada state law calls for its primary to be held on February the 6th. That would likely place it just behind Iowa, one of the first to vote states.
Last week, progressive elected and community leaders from Nevada and Florida met virtually to discuss what they're calling the extreme anti-freedom agenda being pushed by DeSantis. Former Florida Congresswoman Debbie Mukarsel Powell says in Florida, DeSantis puts the public safety of communities at risk every day. She says in April, he signed a near total abortion ban behind closed doors.
This outrageous attack on reproductive freedom will hurt the most vulnerable populations here in need of care. And make no mistake, if he's elected to be president, Ron DeSantis will push for the same near total ban at the federal level.
While Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo has aligned himself with DeSantis when it comes to what some have called loose gun laws, Lombardo also has signed a measure prohibiting the state from helping in the arrest or extradition of someone charged in another state for abortion-related crimes. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Now from Reuters, a U.S. judge in Florida Monday ordered defense lawyers for former President Donald Trump not to release evidence in the classified documents case to the media or the public. The order from U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinert also put strict conditions on Trump's access to the materials. It specified Trump shall not retain copies, and he may only review case materials under the direct supervision of defense counsel or members of the defense counsel's staff. Snowmelt from this winter's heavy storms threatens significant flooding, and conservation groups are calling for large-scale restoration of wetlands to help absorb excess water.
In April, the Biden administration recommended more than $60 million go to projects in Northern California. Janelle Kelman, founder of the nonprofit Center for Sea Rise Solutions, says the escalating climate crisis with its weather whiplash is a serious threat.
This funding could serve as a critical resource, enabling communities to construct resilient infrastructure that will safeguard today against rising sea levels, but also in the future around the increased storm intensity that we are now experiencing.
It's estimated that 90% of the state's wetlands have been lost, but efforts are underway to restore them and in traditional floodplains, like seasonally wet meadows in the Sierra foothills. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Some state projects in the works include efforts to reintroduce beavers so their natural dams can divert water. This is Public News Service. July 1 is the official start date for Medicaid expansion in states like South Dakota, but health organizations say those who fall under new eligibility guidelines can start applying ahead of time.
Last fall, voters gave their consent for the state to use federal incentives to expand the public health coverage program. Sarah Huska is an American Heart Association volunteer who previously worked with the South Dakota Department of Social Services. She says in her experience helping determine Medicaid eligibility, it appeared to be a daunting and nerve-wracking process for applicants navigating these waters for the first time.
It is, you know, a book we hand you. And while if someone goes through it with you who knows it, it becomes approachable. But it is still a difficult application for people to approach when they haven't been trained on it.
To avoid getting frustrated and giving up, she says it's important to seek a helpful voice. You can reach out to the department's customer support team for guidance or by calling the state's 211 helpline. Local navigators also can be found through the website getcoveredsouthdakota.org. I'm Mike Moen.
Medicaid expansion in South Dakota expected to provide coverage to an extra 52,000 people across the state. And if you've never heard of PBMs before, you probably are not alone. Starting next month, Hoosiers are expected to quickly learn all about pharmacy benefit managers.
It is important to understand what happens during the time your medicine is manufactured and before it is dispensed. Antonio Chacha is president at 3-Axis Advisors and is a leading health policy expert. He says we have a highly dysfunctional drug distribution system which spits out increasingly inflated medicine prices.
Drug manufacturers sell drugs to wholesalers. Wholesalers sell drugs to pharmacies. They are ultimately compensated by PBMs on behalf of insurance companies, whose fiduciary obligation is to shareholders and to make more and more money.
I'm Joe Ullery reporting.
Finally, Erica Lattice lets us know the Bureau of Land Management is investing $161 million to restore public lands in Colorado and in 10 other western states.
Liz Rose with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says after a long history of development, prolonged drought, and wildfires, BLM-managed lands need help.
Strategic investments in Colorado's wild and valuable landscapes makes Colorado a better place for hunting, fishing, recreating, and making a living.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's our radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.